Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission here in the Worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to be with you this morning. You had to remember where you were. The banner is down. So
yeah, I don't have any visual clues. I don't think the listeners noticed that the banner was down. So are we ready to talk about some forbidden topics?
Forbidden topics on Witness Wednesday.
Yes, we talked recently about politics and religion. And do you know that there's surveys that come out all the time, not just about politics, but about the church? And these surveys will ask people questions, you know, people inside the church will ask them questions, but they also go out and survey people outside of the church to get their opinions about the church.
And opinions, once publicized or once published, then become facts and the foundation on which we build other things.
Right. They're at least perspectives that people have. And, you know, there's a saying that, you know, perspective is reality for some people. You know, we know reality is the truth that's revealed to us in the Word of God, but people function from a alternate reality based on perception and perspective. And one of the questions that comes up, you know, about in these surveys as they go out to people is, you know, what kind of objections do you have to the church? You know, what issues does the church contend with that you find objectionable, that put you off? And a big one is homosexuality. So in our kind of maybe the beginning of a series, we can talk about forbidden topics in witnessing. Let's talk about witnessing to homosexuals. What does that really involve? What should we consider as we engage a person who has embraced the culture's view of sexuality and is openly living as a homosexual?
Well, if you witness to sinners of any kind, I mean, there are those who embrace the world's view of sexuality who aren't homosexual as well.
Right.
How is this different?
Well, in a lot of ways, it's not. The difference is our perspective.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have a certain intolerance towards some kind of sins that we find particularly distasteful or reprehensible or something we would never do ourselves. Therefore, somebody else is doing it. It is, you know, in our perspective, I hate to say it this way, but, you know, if we're going to be honest, it's a worse sinner, a worse sinner than me. You know, it's that kind of pride and arrogance that often stands in the way of us having compassion for people who are trapped in sin.
It's like thinking I'm not capable of that kind of sin. I'm not capable of abusing someone. I'm not capable of stealing. I'm not capable of any type of sin. Name your sin, and thinking that we're immune to it, that we're not capable of it.
So we find it particularly distasteful. Now, if, you know, things like, you know, driving over the speed limit or, you know, fudging your taxes a little bit. Oh, you know, everybody does that. That's not so bad. But this, this is terrible. This is disgusting. So our perspective sometimes stands in the way. But let's assume we can get past that, our perspective, and recognize that like any other sin, this sin that somebody's given themselves over to is a barrier for them to hear the good news of Jesus, to have faith and trust in him. And as Christ witnesses in the world, he's going to put us into relationships with people who hold this view. Now, it may happen in a workplace. It may happen in your neighborhood. It could happen in your family. You know, I know many Christian families have wrestled with, what do I do? Because a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew has come out. And now, you know, I love this person, but I find what they're doing, you know, I know it's sinful, but I also find it personally kind of disgusting, and I don't know what to do. How do we witness to somebody who, you know, is living this lifestyle and something we don't condone, maybe don't even understand? Where do we start?
Let's ask our listeners, too.
Yeah.
listeners. The email address, lassie@kfuo.org, or the phone number, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727 here in North America. If you have a question or a comment about witnessing, particularly today, witnessing to homosexuals.
All right. So let's, since you mentioned Lassie is our email address, let's drop back.
Okay.
What do we do? Well, Lassie is a framework, an approach that we can use to witness to people who have embraced a homosexual lifestyle. And it starts with listening. Now, it's important to listen because sometimes we, dehumanize people mm-hmm. who are homosexuals. We dehumanize them thinking that that's all we see of them is mm-hmm. their sexual orientation, their sexual choices. And we kind of put them in a category and say, well, that's just a homosexual man or homosexual woman, and that's all I know about them. That's all I understand about them. That's all I care to know about them. But you start listening mm-hmm. to such a person, you find out they are real people. They're not one-dimensional.
They're real people with personality, a soul.
So they have interests. They have hobbies. They have friendships. They have friendships with heterosexual people. They have families. They're just like us. You know, they don't see their sexual orientation and sexual choices as what defines them as human beings. And that's a trap we don't want to fall into, that everything, you know, we color everything about a person based on their homosexual lifestyle, their homosexual orientation and practice. We want to listen to them as, you know, compassionate, mm-hmm. caring, loving people to understand who they are as fellow human beings, as people whom Christ gave up his life on the cross. And, for them too, he shed his blood so they would know the forgiveness of sins. So we always begin with listening.
So begin with listening and not basing everything we know or think about this person on the outward sin that we see.
Right. So if you knew somebody who was a thief, maybe they've even been arrested and convicted and spent time in jail and you know them as a thief, you would understand that that's something they've done, but you would not color everything about that person. Mm-hmm. Based on that one sin or the propensity towards that one sin, you would understand that they're somebody's son or daughter. They have other relationships, they have interests, they're not consumed 24/7 by stealing things. You know, that's just something they did, or maybe they continue to do, but it's not the whole person. So listening helps us understand who this person is in all their dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be surprised when we listen to people who that our preconceived ideas aren't holding up very well. We may find that we have things in common that we would have never have guessed. Common interests, common hobbies, follow the same sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
All these things we said, that doesn't fit my prejudgment of this person.
Prejudgment.
Yes.
That just shapes everything that we think.
It does, yeah. So listen. And then the second letter in Lassie is ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, asking those questions that help you understand who is this person, what is this person's desires in life, goals, what things have they accomplished that they're proud of, what things are they, they felt as failures. What are they longing for out of life? You can have a great conversation that never even touches upon the topic of sexuality. Just because someone's a homosexual doesn't mean they can't talk about other things. That doesn't mean they don't want to talk about other things. There's a whole universe of topics you can have a discussion about without mm-hmm. even talking about sexuality. You wouldn't approach your heterosexual neighbor and expect the whole conversation to be about their heterosexual orientation. Why would you approach a homosexual neighbor and focus on that? So mm-hmm. listening and asking is going to help us understand the you know, who this person really is. And that leads us to the seeking that point of connection. So as we seek a point of connection with a person, you know, that's going to come out as we listen and ask. And as we make that point of connection, you know, we're looking for the Holy Spirit to guide us and say, well, where is this? Where do we begin? I think one of the big mistakes we make in witnessing to homosexuals is we want to begin with the sixth commandment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We always want to begin with what seems obvious.
Yeah. So rather than saying, well, let me listen and ask and seek and discover a different place to begin. Obviously, at some point in time, we've got to deal with the sixth commandment. Just as if we were talking to someone who is a habitual thief, we're going to have to talk about other commandments, right? Mm-hmm. Or if somebody's a habitual gossip, we're going to have to talk about another commandment eventually. But is that where we start?
I would think not, but why? Why wouldn't we start with that?
Because witnessing is something we do in the context of relationship. And if we start by confronting somebody with their sin right off the bat, we're going to shut down that relationship. So listening, asking, seeking, you know, the Holy Spirit guides us to a place where this is where we begin. Now, you may end up beginning talking about sexuality issues, but don't presuppose that you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be open to where the Spirit's leading you in your conversation with this person. And when you get to the second S and last E, the share, you'll have a better understanding of what do I share? Do I start with law?
Mm-hmm.
Do I start with gospel? There's a big difference. Again, not every homosexual person is the same. Some are very comfortable in their homosexual lifestyle and love the choice they made and relish it and celebrate it. Others are oppressed by it. They are crushed by their sin. They feel trapped in this lifestyle, and they see no way out. If you're not listening, asking, and seeking, you're not going to know what to share. And if somebody's already crushed and oppressed by the sin, and you lay more law on them, you're just going to further the crushing and the oppression. You know, this is somebody who needs to hear the gospel, that Christ's blood, you know, covers all of our sins, especially in their case, their sexual sins, and that there is hope and healing and restoration. On the other hand, if somebody is saying, well, this is the way God made me and I'm good with it, it's your problem, not my problem, that's not a time to share the gospel. We need to deal with the sin that's there, that's being denied. So sharing the gospel there would be like casting pearl before swine, as Jesus put it. No, the law has to be spoken to somebody who's comfortable in their sin, any sin. So listen, ask, seek. You'll know what to share. The Spirit will guide you. And again, it may have nothing to do with their sexual orientation when you first start the discussion about life and salvation found in Jesus.
With just about a minute left.
All right.
Can we cover invite and encourage?
Invite and encourage, right. And the goal of invite and encourage is keep the conversation going. In most cases, because witnessing is done in the context of relationships, you can have an ongoing discussion. You don't have to resolve everything in your first, you know, meeting with a person, first conversation with a person. Again, we look to the Spirit to guide us and lead us and use wisdom. But in most cases, we have time, and so we look for opportunities to invite people to keep the conversation going and speak God's word of encouragement to them and just to follow up and follow through on those invitations so they can hear of Jesus when and where the Holy Spirit guides them to continue that discussion. So
listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage.
That's Lassie.
That's Lassie. It's also our email address, lassie@kfuo.org, if you have a question or a comment for us here on Witness Wednesday. Well, I really appreciate the forbidden topics.
The forbidden topics.
Religion and politics last week. Today, sexual orientation, homosexuality. Tough topics, but always great stuff. Thanks so much for the topics here
and
on Witness Wednesday.
If there's another forbidden topic our listeners want to talk about, shoot us an email at lassie@kfuo.org.
Very good. lassie@kfuo.org on Witness Wednesday.